Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We got some friends, fellow ministers down in Samoa, in the South Pacific. And that volcanic soil down there is so rich that you can take a tree, a little tree, cut off the top and the bottom for a post and put it in the ground. And it'll sprout roots and begin to grow into a tree again. Now, that's good ground. That's good ground. But you know as well as I do, you go out to New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, a lot of those dry, desert, arid places, and you plant a seed, you can come back in a few days, nothing. You can come back in a year, nothing. Don't have the soil for it, don't have the water for it. And even if you got great soil, it's got to be watered, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's got to be watered. It's got to get some sunlight. Sunlight. S-O-N. Like, got to get some sun. Like, what's sunlight? His presence.
Amen.
His presence. And water is more of the anointed word. His presence and His word. His spirit and His word will cause, in good ground, it will cause a miracle in the middle of you. Anybody getting stirred up about this besides me? Hold up your Bible. Look at all the seeds you got. Look at all the seeds you got in here. Healing seed, wisdom seed, right? Prosperity, abundance seed, deliverance, freedom seed, peace seed, joy seed. Is that right? What kind of seed? It's all, whoo. Glory to God. Where were we on Luke 8? No, we were past that. No, I'm scared. We weren't. This is the Jesus explaining the parable. The seed is the word of God. He says it again. Come on, say it out loud. The seed is the word of God. That's why I'm calling it word seed. Word seed, because our mind needs to get renewed. It's not just knowledge. It's miraculous seed. Verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now, last week we went into some detail about why this person and these kind of people didn't get any results. The scripture says, it was trodden down. If you look at Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, all talk about this same parable. It was trodden down. The word was shown no respect, was given no place, and so they never understood it, and the devil snatched it away from them before it ever got in them and produced anything. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. What's the fear of the Lord? It's reverence. It's respect. Around here, we read our chapter every day. How many know when you're reading your chapter, don't let everything interrupt you? Focus. Don't treat it like, it's no big deal if I do. It is a big deal. Some things should be big deals. This is. So, these people, 25% of the people that heard it, fall into this category. They couldn't be bothered to pursue the Word of God. They had no respect for it, didn't care if they heard it or not. It was trodden down by the wayside, stolen from them. I want to know why these folks didn't get results. because I'm not going to be that way. How about you? I'm not going to do that. And I want to know how the good ground was good ground, because I'm looking at some good ground.
Amen.
By faith, I'm looking again. I'm looking at. I'm looking at some of that good, rich, black Samoan volcanic soil. That if you don't want it to grow, you better not put it in there. Somebody say, I'm good ground. I'm good ground. I'm good ground. You know, that's true whether you're sowing, your friendship, or you're sowing your time, or you're sowing some money into somebody.
Amen.
You want to be good ground for what they're sowing into. Because all ground is obviously not the same. 75% of the ground produced no results. The seed was wasted on three quarters. That's a sobering truth. The seed was wasted. I don't want to waste my seed. Seed's precious. Keep reading. Those on the rock. So here's where we are to today. We finally got to our place. Those on the rock are they which, when they hear the word, receive the word with joy. So this is way out beyond wayside ground, because they received it. It never got in the wayside ground people. But the word got in these people. And the way you can tell it is the joy. When the word gets in you, never is it this mild, okay, great. Because it's not just knowledge. It's living. It's quickening. It quickens you. And when it does, it's going to show up on your face. It's going to show up in your emotions. It's going to quicken you. So they received it with joy. And they have no root. Uh-oh, here's where it goes wrong. Everything was going good, but they have no root, which for a while believe. And in time of temptation, fall away. So 25% of the people who hear the word fall into this category. Heard the word, got excited about it, believed it, and received it, but quit. Gave up, cast their confidence away, and got no results. Listen to other Matthew's account of this. It says in the Weeks translation, he who was sown upon the shallow ground where the rock layers were near the surface. This is not just ground with big rocks on the top. This is ground that's very shallow soil. And under the soil, without going down very far at all, is rock. Layers of rock, like in Branson. We got rock in Branson, buddy. And so when the seed did get in the ground, it tried to put roots down, but it couldn't go down. It was a quick reception, but a shallow reception. Now, quick reception is not all bad, except for when it comes to the Word of God, this is a long-term commitment. And you've heard people, I've heard people say, I tried that, but it didn't work. Well, how long did you give it? What is the acceptable limit where you can go, ah, that didn't work? I know the first car Phyllis and I tried to believe for, back in the 70s, our eye caught a Buick Riviera. We thought, yeah, that's the car for us. So we'd just learned about faith, maybe known about it a year, if that much. Maybe not that much. And we're going to agree together and claim belief for a car. So we did, but I heard somebody else do this, so I thought we'd do it. We said, we believe we receive it in 30 days. What are you laughing about? And so we're expecting, and got down to the 28th day and really, really expecting because it's got to happen soon, and 29th day and 30th day. We went to work, and man, every phone call I'm thinking that could be it, you know. Checked the mailbox, and after work we came home. Nothing had happened, but it's still, you know, the 30th day. And so 9 o'clock, nothing. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12:01. Well, it's more than 30 days now. Our feathers fail. You know what I mean by that? Now, thankfully, by the mercy of God, we didn't blame God. Had enough sense not to do that, thank the Lord. But we just figured, you know, something didn't work. So we just went to bed. And what was it? A couple of years after that, when we wound up at Rhema, I'm hearing some teaching on faith, excellent teaching. But I thought after a number of months about that car deal, I thought, well, Lord, everything I'm hearing, it sounds like we were in faith. So I must still not know what faith is. Please help me with this. Because I thought we were in faith. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. I was down in the floor praying. And I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but He said, you were in faith. In fact, you were doing well for where you were. He said, but if you ask big, you got to be prepared to stand long. Didn't say you'd have to every time, but you got to be prepared to. Amen. And he said, you were doing well until 12:01. He said, you let a little mechanism with springs and hands click a few times and decided my word wasn't true anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
See, there's a lot of people that have called themselves believing God, and the truth is, many of them were. They were in faith until they quit. But if you stand strong in faith for 2 years and then quit, you get the same results as if you hadn't believed God at all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.